Western New York at 100.9, 103.7, 104.3, 104.9, and 105.5. This is WCJW, Warsaw, Batavia, Arcade, Avon, and Geneseo. Today's favorites and the legends. Western New York's CJ Country.
Here we go with another edition of the CJ Agribusiness Report. We've packed the hour with news and information farmers and producers can use. Andrew McRae is ready to get us started with a visit to the American countryside.
Strikes have been a part of the push and pull between labor and management for as long as one can remember. While those strikes can bring plenty of tension, they usually don't result in what took place in Verdon, Illinois. The story is this edition of the American Countryside.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today and learn about the latest CGM technology. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost.
Paid for by U.S. Medical Supply.
Call 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936. Again, 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936.
In 1898, a strike at the coal mine in Verdon, Illinois, resulted in the mine's owner recruiting men from the South to ride a specially chartered train to come here to break the strike. Michael Catchmar's parents were coal miners in the area, and he retells the story of that day in October of 1898.
When they got to town, the train slowed down to let the guys off, and things started happening. Because there was armed guards on the train, and there was union people out in the field on the side of the tracks.
The presence of striking mine workers and a trainload of strike breakers came to a boiling point.
Nobody knows who started or what happened, but there was this quick gun battle. The train turned on their speed, and they got out of town, and they went up to Springfield to get out of the trouble.
Four guards on the train and eight striking mine workers were killed, with more wounded. The governor of Illinois proclaimed that the National Guard would shoot at any train delivering more strike-breaking miners. Some in the area saw the striking mine workers as the instigators and wanted nothing to do with them.
The churches said, oh my goodness, this is terrible. You guys are all a bunch of murderers, you know, this and that. So then they had the boys, the churches didn't want them buried in their churchyards. I mean, their cemeteries.
The miners who were killed were not buried in church cemeteries, but the United Mine Workers began raising money for the men they viewed as martyrs for the cause of fair labor.
Within a year, they got money to buy their own cemetery. That was the start of the Union Miners Cemetery.
The Union Miners Cemetery was established in Mount Olive, Illinois, with the first burials from the ranks of those who died here at what was known as the Battle of Verdon. Traveling the countryside in Verdon, Illinois, I'm Andrew McRae.
Keeping his eye on the latest ag news, it's Tony St. James. He checks in with Agriculture Today after this short break.
Looking for new tires? Now's the time to save at Sedam Tire in Perry. 100 years and still rolling strong. Now through May 31st, buy a set of four eligible tires and you can take advantage of great savings. Get $80 back on Bridgestone tires with a Bridgestone prepaid MasterCard, or up to $70 back on Firestone tires with a Firestone prepaid MasterCard. Two trusted brands, two great offers, one place to save. Visit Sedam Tire in Perry today or book and shop online to find the right tires for your vehicle. Restrictions apply. See Sedam Tire, Bridgestone Rewards, or FirestoneRewards.com for details. Offers valid through May 31st.
With Agriculture Today, here's Tony St. James.
You know, to some extent, this is probably also a concern about overall, you know, springtime demand, especially in the context of higher inflation. But, you know, this is, seasonally speaking, our strongest part of the year. This is the heart of grilling season.
Mike Castle is senior commodities economist with StoneX. Tight cattle supplies, though, remain the strongest signal in USDA's latest livestock outlook. With beef production lowered for this year, expected to decline again in 2027. USDA now forecasting beef production this year at 25.5 billion pounds. down $243 million from their estimate last month. Cattle prices projected to be higher, with new highs expected in 2027. As supplies stay limited, beef imports forecast to be higher this year, while exports expected to soften due to lower production. Grain transportation costs remain elevated as ocean freight rates climb to their highest levels in nearly 4 years. USDA says the Gulf to Japan grain shipping rate reached $72 per metric ton for the week ending May 14th. That's the highest since July of 2022. Pacific Northwest to Japan rate rose to $37.25 per metric ton. That's the highest level since August of 2022. And since the first of the year, Gulf rates are up 44%. Pacific Northwest rates have climbed 41%. Strong dry bulk demand, including coal, iron ore, and grain, continues to support vessel rates. Higher oil prices also keeping bunker fuel costs elevated. Rail grain movement softened for the week but remained well above last year and the three-year average. And barge movement improved from the previous week but stayed below last year's levels. Diesel eased slightly, now $5.59 per gallon, but still $2.06 above last year. Comes back to input prices, right? Well, farm finances weakened across the Minneapolis Federal Reserve District as higher input costs added pressure to already tight crop margins. Minneapolis Fed said more than 75% of ag lenders reported lower farm incomes in the first quarter compared with a year earlier. Loan demand moved higher as cash flow tightened, 46% of lenders reporting increased loan demand, while nearly half said renewals or extensions increased, almost half reporting lower loan repayment rates. Capital spending continues to pull back. 65% of lenders reported lower spending on equipment and buildings. It's showing producers remain cautious about major purchases heading into the growing season. And finally, China's new pledge to buy more U.S. ag products could support farm exports, but follow-through may be difficult. Retired USDA economist Dr. Fred Gehl says White House commitment calls for China to buy $17 billion per year in non-soybean U.S. farm products. Those earlier commitments call for China, though, to buy 25 million metric tons of beans annually from 26 through 28. Gehl says the challenge is that China's non-soybean ag purchases from the U.S. have fallen sharply since the Phase 1 years. Lower commodity prices, weak Chinese demand, stronger competition from Brazil could limit the value of future purchases. It's Agriculture Today.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-265-5341. 800-265-5341. 800-265-5341. That's 800-265-5341.
We'll check in with Jeff Ishii when he takes us on the farm later in the hour. Right now, we need to take a short break. But when we return, it's Max Armstrong and Farm Progress America.
Have you ever had questions you wanted to ask a pastor but felt embarrassed to ask them? Questions about taboo issues like your sex life or politics or addiction or drinking, pornography, depression, suicide, or anxiety? Hi, I'm Pastor Mike Novotny, and I've written a book called Taboo that deals with all of these tough topics head on. In my book, you'll learn how God's Word, the Bible, will give you clarity, healing, forgiveness, and hope, even in life's most difficult moments. Email books at pureradio.org. books@pureradio.org to request your free copy today. It's just that simple. Email books@pureradio.org. Learn what God says about all these topics and more by requesting your free copy today.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Titan International, makers of Goodyear Farm Tires, and Titan Wheels. In addition to last week's supply and demand report from the USDA, Uncle Sam also released several economic reports highlighting the return of inflation, which helped push the 30-year Treasury over 5% for the first time since 2007. I'll have more when we come back. Stop feeling the pinch and put an end to yield loss in the pinch rows with Goodyear Farm Tires with Titan LSW technology. Producers who switched to LSW technology recovered yield losses, gaining 15 bushels per acre right out of the gate in the pinch rows. On an 80-acre field, that's an extra $1,200. Scale it to 2,000 acres, you're looking at $30,000 more revenue every year. That pays off the LSW investment plus some. And what about the end rows? They're not a wash or cost of doing business anymore. They jumped by 13 bushels per acre in the end rows with less ponding and stronger, more uniform stands. Plus, Titan's expert support team is there from day one, helping you fine-tune air pressure and optimize performance. Stop feeling the pinch and put LSW technology to work on your farm. Find your local Goodyear and Titan Farm Tire dealer today at titan-intl.com. The inflation picture darkened last week with back-to-back reports from the Bureau of Labor Statistics painting a picture of price pressures that are both intensifying and broadening. On Tuesday, the Consumer Price Index showed a 3.8% annual increase for the month of April, driven primarily by surging energy costs tied to the Iran war and its disruption of Middle East oil supply. Core inflation, which strips out food and energy, came in at 2.8%, still well above the Fed's target of 2%. Then on Wednesday, the Producer Price Index, which is the measure of what businesses pay before those costs reach consumers, delivered an even sharper surprise. Wholesale prices jumped 6% on an annual basis in the month of April. That's the biggest increase since December of 2022. On a monthly basis, the PPI rose 1.4%, three times higher than economists were expecting. Energy was the primary driver, but the pain is spreading. Services inflation accelerated at its fastest pace since early 2022, and trade services, a category that tracks wholesale margins, jumped 2.7%, a sign that tariff costs are beginning to work their way more broadly through the supply chain. Energy inflation typically lifts grain and oilseed prices, and we've seen that with the record-long investor position in the ag commodities. The big money is trying to hedge against further price increases. But agriculture is a deeply debt-dependent industry, and that's where the bond market comes in. A $25 billion auction of 30-year Treasury bonds last Wednesday was awarded at a yield just over 5%, the first time that's happened since 2007 on the eve of the financial crisis. Bidders required that higher yield as compensation for the risk that inflation continues to accelerate. Treasury rates determine long-term lending rates, particularly on real estate and equipment loans. I'll have more when we come back.
Farmers, contractors, when your equipment is down, you're not making money. Caledonia Diesel should be your parts place. We stock a huge inventory of OEM and aftermarket parts. Turbos, injectors, engine rebuild kits, air compressors, tie rod ends, airbags, filters, air valving, starters, alternators, U-joints.
We try to have it all.
Let Caledonia Diesel keep your trucks, farm machinery, and construction equipment working for you. Caledonia Diesel, Simpson Road in Caledonia. Online, CaledoniaDiesel.com.
Last week's inflation reports from the Bureau of Labor Statistics complicated the economic outlook for agriculture. Energy prices are lifting the commodity markets on one hand, while they are tightening credit conditions on the other. Farmers are being squeezed from both directions, and Washington's tools for fixing either problem remain limited. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Titan International. Find a dealer near you at titan-intl.com. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
It's the CJ Agribusiness Report. Thanking you for tuning in. Just ahead, Tom Cassidy and Tim Slezarczyk and the Ag RadioNet Farm News.
You may have heard the 2026 hurricane season forecast by now.
A below average season in the Atlantic. In the central and eastern Pacific, we're expecting above normal activity.
But as administrator of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, Neil Jacobs and others acknowledge, regardless of the hurricane forecast, any year, any part of the country,
only takes one.
It just takes one.
Even in a quiet season, storms can and do occur
to cause significant damage, whether coastline or further inland, to farm operations and household food supplies. Hence the need for hurricane emergency preparedness. National Weather Service Director Ken Graham and USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey are among those joining us as we discuss some hurricane preparedness tips and resources in this edition of Agriculture USA. The breakdown of what is expected to be a below-normal Atlantic hurricane season this year, courtesy of Neil Jacobs, administrator of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration.
8 to 14 named storms with winds at or above 39 miles an hour. Of these, 3 to 6 hurricanes with winds at or above 74 miles an hour. And 1 to 3 major hurricanes, that's your category 3 to 5, with winds at or above 111 miles an hour.
As for the why behind the below normal forecast, USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey.
The key factor in that forecast is the formation of El Nino, which is imminent, and that often leads to stronger upper-level winds across the Atlantic Basin and acts as a buzzsaw. It tears apart fledgling storm systems that would ordinarily develop into tropical storms or hurricanes, and that is the big suppressive factor for the Atlantic Basin.
In predominant El Nino years, while the Atlantic Basin average for tropical storm activity is below normal, the opposite usually occurs in the Pacific Basin. Direct hits in places like the Hawaiian Islands are rare, as is a Pacific hurricane making landfall on the mainland U.S. West Coast, although the remnant moisture provides a summertime benefit.
Very often we do see that moisture draw northward, and that can bring significant moisture into the southwestern United States, sometimes far beyond that, depending on interactions with cold fronts and other mechanisms further north.
Yet even in forecasted below average hurricane seasons, there are plenty of examples to illustrate that it takes only one storm to cause significant damage by initial coastal strike, high winds and storm surge, or flooding from heavy rains further inland. That last concern has led NOAA to develop inland hurricane forecast code technology in full use this season. This is National Weather Service Director Ken Graham.
The impacts don't stop at the coast. The impacts go way inland, and we've seen that over and over and over again, including most of the fatalities end up being inland as well.
All the more reason those living in tropical storm and hurricane-prone areas conduct preparedness steps well ahead of a possible event. One resource guide is available from NOAA online at www.noaa.gov/hurricane-prep. One may not associate agriculture with possible storm damage, but producers in hurricane areas need to prep as well, both before the event and what they will need in recovery if damages occur. According to Agriculture Department Farm Production and Conservation Undersecretary Richard Fordyce,
document inventories. It's vehicles, equipment that have been added to the fleet. One of the categories that a lot of us probably don't have an exact inventory would be livestock. The number of livestock, what they are, what their ages are, any kind of records that are pertinent to the operation around any kind of investments that you've made in the crop, in the herd, those kinds of things.
With documents also including photos and even handwritten notes, as well as receipts and formal paperwork. USDA programs offering farm disaster assistance includes federal crop insurance to indemnity and conservation programs, with details available at farmers.gov. Also available through USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service, tips how to protect food and be safe from foodborne illness in the event of a hurricane-related flood. That is found online at www.fsis.usda.gov by typing in the word flood in the search bar. Food safety expert Meredith Carruthers says if time is an ally, hurricane prep for safe food supplies can be conducted.
Take food items and elevate them onto a higher surface. Put them on a higher shelf, put them as high as you can to hopefully avoid them coming into contact with flood water. You have cinder blocks or have an option to put it up on something to elevate it. You can elevate your refrigerator as well.
This has been Agriculture USA. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
It's the CJ Agribusiness Report. So glad you've joined us. We'll have an update of the weather forecast in just a bit. But right now, it's time for Jeff Ishii and On the Farm in just a moment.
Avon Power Equipment has everything you need to get your yard work done. Lawnmowers, riders, zero turns, chainsaws, string trimmers, gas blowers, tractors, snowblowers, and more from top brands like Bad Boy, Cub Cadet, Echo, Husqvarna, LS Tractor, Spartan, and others. Plus a full service team that has plenty of experience working on all brands and machines. Avon Power Equipment believes in the products they sell, which is why they offer a lifetime engine and powertrain coverage on all zero-turn mowers. Like and follow Avon Power Equipment on Facebook or stop on down 1533 Route 15 in Avon across from the flea market and drive-in for Avon Power Equipment.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio. Rural and agricultural news coming up next.
John, what are you doing with all that rock?
I'm trying to show dairy producers that feeding a rock-based supplement actually costs money and takes up space in the ration.
John, all you have to do is tell them about Calmin, C-A-L-M-I-N. It's natural from the sea, and research has shown the magnesium to be four times as available as local cheap rock products. And I haven't even talked about its superior buffering or available calcium.
True enough. Ask for Calmin, C-A-L-M-I-N, and put it in the ration today. Give us a call at 1-866-737-6273. Find us on the web at feedworksusa.com.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Well, farmers in our region are being advised to be on the lookout for tick bite this season. Evidently, there's been an increase in the number of reports of people becoming allergic to red meats after being bit by a tick. Lee Townsend is an extension entomologist and explains how this happens.
When ticks feed, they inject saliva that keeps blood from clotting, that promotes blood flow into areas where they're feeding, and some people develop an allergic reaction to this particular material, which is also in red meat.
Townsend says the public needs to be aware of this issue, particularly at this time of the year.
And so red meat allergy is something that has kind of caught the attention of the nation. It's different from a disease, but another aspect of what can happen if ticks are allowed to feed on us for very long.
Symptoms of tick bite can be found at the website cdc.gov.
Plant a tree for your tomorrow.
In our town, we needed to do something about the runoff that polluted our rivers and streams. One thing we did was to plant trees in our yards. You can make a difference in your town, too. For your free Conservation Trees booklet, call the Arbor Day Foundation, toll-free 1-800-932-1433, or write the Arbor Day Foundation, Nebraska City, Nebraska.
On the Farm Radio is pleased to promote and support the National FFA organization. Young people involved in agricultural education and leadership today will be our next generation of agriculturalists tomorrow. Contact your local FFA chapter to see how you can support our next generation of farmers and agribusiness leaders. More information at ffa.org.
More rural and agricultural news at our website, onthefarmradio.com. Our pearl of wisdom today comes in by email from listener Becky Tierlink in Waynesboro, Virginia. She says, when dieting, the best way to watch calories is from a distance. Thank you, Becky, for that pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm, and I'm Ish.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Down on the farm, the workday begins pretty early. We're so glad you saw fit to turn on your radio this morning. The CJ Agribusiness Report continues now with an update from the USDA.
Hurricane season is approaching. Whether an Atlantic Basin hurricane making landfall on our shores or torrential monsoon in the desert southwest from eastern Pacific tropical storms, flooding is among the concerns in such weather events. Also increased, food safety considerations, whether floodwaters are on the coastlines or farther inland. When asking USDA food safety expert Meredith Carruthers what are some tips to consider when it comes to food safety in a flood event, she starts with time, which may be an ally in that.
Sometimes you can prepare for a flooding event, and in those cases, it's helpful to take food items and elevate them onto a higher surface, put them on a higher shelf, put them as high up as you can to hopefully avoid them coming into contact with flood water. Same with your refrigerator. You can actually, if you have cinder blocks or have an option to put it up on something to elevate it, you can elevate your refrigerator as well.
Knowing how to evaluate foods after a flood event is also essential.
Usually, if something has come into contact with flood water, it's usually better to assume it's not going to be salvageable and that it's not safe, especially things like cardboard packages, crackers, things in those thin plastic bags, any fruits and vegetables, any meats, anything like that. It's not packaged necessarily. Bottles with screw caps aren't going to be considered safe. All of those items will have to be discarded, unfortunately.
Now, metal cans and retort pouches can potentially be recovered from flooding contamination. But as Carruthers advises,
you really have to make sure that it doesn't have any damage on it, like a dent, or it's not swelling, it doesn't have any punctures or things, because even microscopic holes like that can allow bacteria to go inside.
So food and waterproof containers with no damage can be made safe through the following steps.
If you have canned food that's not damaged, not dented, not showing any signs of kind of structural integrity, you can brush away any dirt, wash them with soap and water, and then you can sanitize them by putting them in water and allowing the water to come to a boil for 2 minutes continuously. Or you can put them in a freshly made solution of 1 tablespoon of unscented chlorine bleach per gallon of drinking water, and then letting them air dry for 15 minutes.
Carruthers advises drinking only bottled water, not in contact with flood water. As for cookware, ceramic dishes and utensils contaminated by flood,
pots, pans, dishes, utensils, those kind of items can be washed with soap and water and then rinsed and sanitized by boiling them in clean water for 15 minutes. So your pots and pans are salvageable by cleaning and sanitizing them thoroughly.
And items in contact with floodwaters, such as wooden cutting boards, plastic utensils, and baby bottle nipples and pacifiers, must be disposed of. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Much more still to come on the CJ Agribusiness Report, including Daryl Anderson and today's Farm to Fork Report. Bill Baker finds himself in the on-deck circle. He'll bring us Dairy Radio Now in just a moment.
So there's skim milk, a.k.a. fat-free. There's 1% and 2%. Ever wonder why there isn't a 3%? Well, being a nerdy mom, I do. And you know what? There is one. That's right. It's called whole milk. Whole milk only has 3% milk fat, which, when you think about it, and I do, is not a lot of fat at all. And did you know that no matter what cow's milk you prefer, they all have 8 grams of protein? Of course, it is wonderful we have so many alternatives, but many nut and plant-based milk substitutes don't meet the nutritional levels naturally contained in dairy. And I'm not big on thickeners, flavorings, or added sugars. Bottom line, cow's milk is still the gold standard when it comes to nutrition. So sure, I'm a nerdy mom, but I love my cows. I mean, kids, I love my kids.
Milk for nerdy moms and just about everyone. Brought to you by Milk for Health on the Niagara Frontier, the guys and gals with the cows.
Farming and maintaining your property is a year-round job, and it's easier with the right equipment and support from Jeva Farm Supply. From feeding livestock in the field to keeping things running in the shop, Jeva Farm Supply has everything you need to stay productive. They offer genuine AgCo parts and certified service expertise you can count on, because the work never stops, and neither do they. Visit Jeva Farm Supply in Batavia, North Jeva, or Yorkshire, or shop online anytime. Jeva Farm Supply, your local family-owned source for genuine AgCo parts and service.
It's time now for Inside Dairy, powered by Farm and Ranch Media. Your fresh take on all things dairy. Now, here's your host,
Susan Littlefield.
Welcome to another edition of Inside Dairy. We're talking parasites today with Dr. Matt Washburn. He is with Boehringer Ingelheim as we look at the control of those pests.
Another idea that helps with decreasing parasite resistance is combination therapy. And some people might not realize, but we really have three classes of dewormers out there that are tools in our toolbox. And one is the macrocyclic lactones. The other is benzimidazoles, which would be your white wormers, your oral wormers. And the other is labamisole, which is an older dewormer. Combination therapy is using two different classes of dewormers to get a more efficacious kill on those parasites. And what that does is when we think about resistant parasites, no dewormer is 100% effective. And so when we deworm an animal, we hopefully get an efficacy of 90% or better when we kill those parasites. But those parasites that are left over, those are the ones that can go on to be resistant parasites.
We will continue this conversation on pest control, especially as you turn those girls out to grass. You're listening to Inside Dairy.
Download the Farm and Ranch Media mobile app today. Stay up to date with markets, ag weather, the latest news affecting agriculture, and much more. You can also listen back to past episodes of our farm programming from the American Ag Network, Agriculture of America, and Market Talk, along with podcasts such as American Ag Today, Cattle Chatter, Farm Unfiltered, Inside Dairy, and so much more. Search for Farm and Ranch Media in your Apple App Store or Google Play Store and download it for free today.
I greatly appreciate them coming and their time, what they've done, and I hope they can still keep on doing it for other people down the road.
Since 2006, Farm Rescue has helped to bridge the gap of crisis for farm and ranch families throughout the region. Through your generosity, we're able to provide free planting, haying, harvest, and livestock feeding assistance when unexpected injury, illness, or natural disaster strikes. Please help us continue our mission with a tax-deductible gift at farmrescue.org/donate today.
Welcome back now to Inside Dairy as we continue the conversation with Dr. Matt Washburn. He is with Boehringer Ingelheim as we talk about parasite control, now looking at those blades of grass that your girls are grazing on.
When we think about the biology of the parasite and what it needs to complete its life cycle, it needs a blade of grass. Right? So we have to have grass to have parasite loads in our pasture, and those infective larvae are usually going to be in the bottom couple of inches of the blade of grass. So what we can do there is we can not overstock pastures and not overgraze pastures, and if we can do some good pasture management where we're keeping those cattle grazing on the upper ends of the blade of grass and not off the ground, that's going to significantly decrease our parasite load. And so utilizing your diagnostics, your combination therapy, your refugia, and just overall good management, those are all, and they all go hand in hand. You can't really have one without the other. I like to tell producers, because we are seeing a lot of combination therapy being used, if that's all you're doing, you're not creating sustainability with those products in your herd. You've got to use these other three strategies with that combination therapy. Because if you're just using combination therapy, eventually you're going to get some resistance with both of those products.
That's another addition of Inside Dairy.
It's the CJ Agribusiness Report. News and information for farmers and producers in Wyoming, Genesee, and Livingston counties, and worldwide at WCJW.com. Up next, we join Daryl Anderson and today's Farm to Fork Report after this quick break.
Today's ag producers are more focused than ever on the things that truly matter, and so are we. Farm Credit East is committed to evolving alongside Northeast agriculture, meeting the credit and financial needs of Northeast farming, forestry, fishing, and agribusinesses with a people-first perspective. Visit farmcrediteast.com to learn how. Farm Credit East, made in agriculture.
The Western New York Energy Shelby Ethanol Plant invites corn growers to call toll-free 866-610-6705 for the current corn bid and to discuss corn contracting options. The company also offers transportation services. Ask about an on-farm price for your corn or a quote for any of your other commodity transportation needs. Picked up and delivered pricing and other information about the company's high-quality, low-fat dairy distillers grain can be obtained by calling 798-9693. Western New York Energy is proud to be partnering with New York farmers to produce clean, renewable, and domestic energy.
Tired of calling plumbers and waiting weeks for a callback that never comes? With Blue Cord Plumbing and HVAC in Castile, you're the priority. This disabled veteran-owned company installs water heaters, tankless systems, sump pumps, and handles gas, water, and drain piping for homes and businesses. Need heating or cooling too? Blue Cord also installs furnaces and AC systems to keep your home comfortable year-round. Local, reliable, and ready when you call. Blue Cord Plumbing and HVAC in Castile at 716-912-0643 and get the job done right.
CJ Country presents the CJ Country Record. It's your new quick read bulletin that's 100% local, just like CJ Country. Every month, dive into Terry Clifford's studio diaries, discover fun new places to explore with Past the Last Stoplight, and meet your neighbors and people you should know. Plus, the latest community calendar and Jimmy Jam's Jam Session Spotlight. The CJ Country Record, free in print and digital. Pick up your copy today at locations like
Alabama Holly Farm and Basem and Alexander Country Deli in Alexander.
Observing the 90th anniversary of the Rural Electrification Act. Next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Have you ever done a risk assessment on your farm or ranch? If you haven't, you should, especially if you have employees there. They may, in fact, be required by law where you are. In any case, it's not a bad idea and helps promote a safety mindset. You can find out online how to set one up. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Imagine a time when most American farms did not have electrical power. 90 years ago, that was the norm, according to Christopher McLean, Assistant Administrator of the Rural Utility Service at the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
In 1936, only about 10% of American farmers had access to central station power. That meant that they would read books or their kids would study their lessons by candlelight or kerosene lamps. They wouldn't have refrigeration. They'd have to pump water by hand. Moms in the household, if they wanted to cook, would have to lug some wood to have a wood-burning stove. Washing clothes would be done in a washboard and a tub.
McLean's boss, Carl Elmshauser, also reflects.
My father was born in 1934, and the Rural Electrification Act came about in 1936, and my father was out in rural Nebraska. And it wasn't then until 1952, when he was a senior in high school, that they finally had power to the farm. Now, there's a lot of different reasons why it took so long. Some of that was some reluctance on the part of my great-grandfather to put the electricity on the farm. But just thinking for me that in my father's lifetime, electrification came to America.
More tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
If you need manure handling equipment, you know who to call. Ortel Supply of Arcade. Ortel Supply has been a trusted name with farmers for over 55 years because they know how to treat customers right. The entire staff is grateful for the lasting relationships they've enjoyed with the farming community. Ortel Supply carries a fine line of manure management equipment. Names like Husky, Vel Metal, and Bazooka Farmstar. Call them toll-free at 877-496-5050. Ortel Supply on Liberty Street in Arcade.
Our hour together has gone by quickly. Before we wrap up today's edition of the CJ Agribusiness Report, Tony St. James checks in with the American Cattle Report and Market Close. But first, it's time for the latest forecast.
Western New York weather.
For today, mostly sunny with a high near 78. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low around 59. Wednesday, partly sunny with a high near 75. Currently in Perry, it's 54 degrees.
American Cattle News. Is a conservation easement right for you? More after this.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Eric Glenn is with the Colorado Cattlemen's Ag Land Trust on what an easement is.
When we talk about what's allowed and what's not allowed, it is really dependent on what the landowner is looking to achieve and then what that entity that they're partnering with seeks to do. And again, in an agricultural context, if you're working with my organization, our real objective is to ensure that these working farms and ranches stay working. So really, if you're designing an ag easement, what you're doing is using it as a durability tool. And that means let's keep the land available to do what God intended that land to do, which is to grow food and fiber, provide habitat for wildlife, and provide these other natural resources that are important to the quality of life for all of us. If we do that, if we keep that land intact, it can continue to produce for all of us. And so we can design that easement with that context of durability in a way that allows a landowner to change its crop. If they're growing crops, they can change their crop. If they're raising livestock, they can change their grazing patterns. They can change the livestock that they're grazing. They can move stock tanks where they need to. They can move fences and corrals where they need to. What we're really just focused on is let's identify where we're going to put that major infrastructure in areas where it makes operational sense, and then keep the rest of it open to be available to produce food and fiber.
American Cattle News.
Get ready to save big during the Hustler Spring Sales event. From April 15th through May 31st, save up to $350 on Raptor Series and up to $550 on Fast Track Series Zero Turn Mowers. Built tough and engineered for long-lasting performance, Hustler mowers are made to keep you mowing season after season. Visit Larry Romance & Son in Arcade, Sheridan, or Woodhull and shop the Hustler Spring Sales event today. Offer valid April 15th through May 31st of 2026. Or while supplies last. See dealer for details.
Wall Street off and running as the Dow, NASDAQ, S&P all higher on Friday. Dow added nearly 300 points and settled in record territory, moving higher for the third straight session. Same for the NASDAQ and the S&P. The S&P notching its eighth winning week. Dollar was a bit higher, while Bitcoin futures moved lower on the session. Over to the metals, we saw gold and silver in lower territory. And then the energies were all over the place, but settling higher with WTI, West Texas Intermediate, $96.39 a barrel, up 4 cents. Gasoline higher, diesel higher, but nat gas futures were lower. Now to the grains and the row crops, where we saw corn finish higher. gaining a penny and a half at the end of the session to 486 and a half. November beans, penny higher, 1187 and three quarters. Soy meal contracts were higher and bean oil higher. Now, we did see flash sales from USDA on corn, 19.9 million bushels to Mexico, 4.3 million to unknown destinations. In the soy complex, it was soy meal to unknown destinations, 252,000 metric tons. Wheat market lower, July, Chicago, 646 and a quarter, down one and a quarter. Hard red, 682, down a nickel. And the cotton market settled below 80 cents for the first time, 79.18 off 40. Cattle market was mixed, with August live cattle up 25 to 39.60, but the bottom fell out of the feeders, losing 667, 349.85.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it, and you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-923-9018. 800-923-9018. 800-923-9018. That's 800-923-9018.
Thanks for listening to the CJ Country Agribusiness Report. Catch it every Monday through Saturday starting at 5 a.m. And stand by for Western New York's morning show next on CJ Country.